From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. After years of deriding the U.S. war in Afghanistan as a complete waste, President Donald Trump on Monday explained why he now believes it's in the United States' interest to remain committed to the South Asian country. In an evening address from a military base outside Washington, Trump unveiled, without going into detail, a condition-based approach to defeating terrorism in the country and said the United States will no longer use its military to construct democracies or rebuild other countries in its own image. His goal, he said, is to stop the reemergence of safe havens for terrorists to threaten America and make sure they do not get their hands on nuclear weapons. Trump spoke to about 2,000 service members at Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall.
America's enemies must never know our plans or believe they can wait us out. I will not say when we are going to attack, but attack we will.
The president has approved up to 4,000 more U.S. troops in Afghanistan, according to sources here speaking on condition they not be named. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Tuesday Islamic State's days are numbered, while cautioning that defeating the militant group is not imminent. Mattis spoke to reporters before flying to Baghdad for an unannounced visit to meet with Iraqi government leaders and U.S. commanders. In his meetings, the Pentagon chief was expected to discuss future strategies for stabilizing Iraq. He told reporters that objective is not going to happen overnight and that the process will be difficult going forward. This is VOA News. U.S. Navy Pacific Fleet Commander Admiral Scott Swift said Tuesday that divers have recovered human remains from the USS John McCain, the second U.S. guided missile destroyer to collide with a commercial vessel in as many months. Swift also said the U.S. Navy is trying to identify a body that was recovered by the Malaysian Navy and determine whether it was one of the 10 U.S. sailors who went missing in the collision. The search for other missing sailors continues. The U.S. Navy is promising to take a much more aggressive stance as it tries to determine what led to the collision with a tanker near the Strait of Malacca, resulting in the USS John S. McCain sustaining significant damage. Photos released by the U.S. Navy show a gaping hole below the waterline on the John S. McCain's port side. A statement from the U.S. 7th Fleet said some sleeping areas and communications rooms flooded as a result. The UN Children's Fund reports an alarming increase in the use of so-called human bombs by Boko Haram insurgents in northeast Nigeria. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund reports a fourfold increase over all of last year in the number of children, especially girls, being used as so-called human bombs by Boko Haram militants in northeast Nigeria. UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says 83 children were forced to go on suicide missions. She says 55 of the children were girls under the age of 15, 27 were boys, and one was an infant strapped to a girl. She says the consequences for all children are terrible. Because of their role as human bombs, she tells VOA, children are widely viewed with suspicion.
There's an extraordinary level of tension, obviously, in these communities.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Four suspects arrested in connection with last week's deadly van attack in Barcelona are due to appear in court Tuesday, a day after police shot dead the man they say was the van's driver. Authorities say a 12-man terror cell was behind the attack and that eight of the suspects have been either killed by police or died in an accidental explosion at their bomb-making facility on the day before the attack. The massive manhunt for the last outstanding suspect, Yunus Abu Yaqub, ended Monday in a rural area known for its vineyards, about 45 kilometers west of Barcelona. Authorities say they shot the fugitive after he held up what appeared to be a bomb belt, which they later discovered was fake. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.